The World Health Organization has published a report on the global impact of cancer. It's the most comprehensive study of the disease ever conducted, using data compiled in every region of the world. Jude Landau has more from London.
By 2020, cancer rates worldwide could increase by 50%. That's 15 million new cases. It makes sobering reading. The 301-page global report issued by the International Agency for Research on Cancer on behalf of World Health Organization sets out the cause, types, detection and treatment of cancers. It's a study that spans continents and took 3 years to complete. The report's co-author, Dr. Bernard Stewart.
The situation in developed countries such as Western Europe, North America and Australia is that lung cancer is the main cause of death for men and breast cancer is the main cause of death for women.
Tobacco-related diseases contributed to 100 million deaths in the last century. The World Health Organization sees it as a priority to prevent these types of cancers by lobbying governments to take action on smoking. Dr. Rafael Bengoa is the Director of Management of Non-Communicable Disease at the World Health Headquarters in Geneva.
The tobacco industry has had an organized campaign on children, on women, before on men, in an extremely marketed and organized way, which they are now duplicating in less developed countries. We are putting a face to the diseases that need to be attacked in relation to another activity which is being undertaken by WHO and member states, which is the Framework Convention of Tobacco Control.
It's something the British government has tried to tackle through a concerted campaign to help people give up smoking.
Cancer spreads and it develops fast.
This hard-hitting public awareness commercial was put out by the British government's Ministry of Health.
That white little stick that you put in your mouth.
For help and advice about giving...
It's a move that anti-smoking lobby groups welcome. Amanda Sanford is from ASH.
The UK government really should be congratulated on this initiative and setting up these publicly funded specialist clinics around the country. It's paying off and, you know, we'd like to see other countries follow suit.
The government of Finland has already seen a significant reduction of cancer rates in men since it introduced tough laws on smoking in the 1970s. Though smoking in Central and Eastern Europe and many developing countries is on the increase. WHO says it's the responsibility of governments to stop this trend. Reducing smoking is considered the most effective way to combat lung cancers, but screening, particularly for cervical and breast cancer, would have an impact in the developing world. But the report shows a more worrying trend, a worldwide inequality between rich and poor countries in the treatment and detection of cancer. The next major battle will be to ensure that multinational drug companies do not price treatments for cancer way beyond the reach of countries in the developing world. It has the potential to be a similar battle to the one currently being waged against AIDS. Dr. Stewart again.
WHO has put together a basic cancer drug list, and many of these drugs are outside patent and other commercial restrictions, and hopefully will become more readily available in developing countries. But in the final analysis, a third of all cancers, even under optimal conditions, will be lethal. And that requires a separate set of circumstances, which is circumstances that provide for adequate quality of life and adequate pain relief. And again, Western industrialised countries, not surprisingly, are way ahead of the developing nations in terms of the availability of good palliative care and adequate pain relief.
The report ends on an upbeat note. Many of the cancers which occur are self-inflicted by eating fast food and doing little or no exercise. The effects can be reversed. What is most surprising is that certain infections which could lead to cancer can be stopped in their tracks at an early stage. Diseases such as hepatitis B and C, cervical viruses and viruses associated with the stomach. Dr. Bengoa again.
Our hopes is that governments of all types of countries, both developed, less developed, understand that they can prevent without waiting for any magic treatment, any magic bullet on the treatment side. They can prevent one-third of the cancers that are coming if they act on the risk factors.
For wealthy countries, a cure may be a less difficult pill to swallow. For Common Ground, I'm Jude Lando in London.